I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. Wasulu is a culturally and historically important region aligned with the Wasulu River Valley of West Africa, home to roughly 160,000 people and the original homeland of a distinctive genre of popular music called Wasulu, bordering Mali, the Ivory Coast, and Guinea, and performed largely by women dating back to the 18th century. Wasulu music, which takes its name from its geographical birthplace, is a form that fuses traditional and contemporary elements authored by women vocalists. The style is set within a pentatonic scale using a hunter's harp and exhibited by womanist-centered vocals that are passionate, pointed, and delivered in a call and response pattern. The hunter's harp of West Africa is also referred to as a harp lute or calabash harp, with other names that reflect the physical variations of the instrument, its tunings, and regional geography. Even the kora and the ngoni are associated with Wasulu music. Some hold that these instruments served as the predecessor and collective source for the banjo. Wasulu music of West Africa is believed by some researchers to be the foundation of the blues that initially traveled with West Africans enslaved to North America. Within the framing of a Wasulu song, women singers often highlight their views on equality, childbearing, fertility, abusive relationships, and polygamy, expressed with additional instruments such as the suku traditional fiddle, djembe drum, ngoni six-string harp, percussive metal tubes, and the balone, a four-string harp. Wasulu has greatly benefited from its exposure with the creation, rise, and popularity of Radio Wasulu broadcasting in the region. As the style became more popular, musicians expanded the sound with Western electric instruments, generally associated with rock, funk, and soul, though never straying far from its uniquely African foundation. The nature of Wasulu music is profoundly connected to dance, and as its popularity stretches far from its homeland, its creation and promotion remain uniquely fostered by women who challenge social norms and gender restrictions, calling themselves Kono, or a bird, to establish that they are musicians and singers by choice, not from a Western or Eastern mindset, but rather by their culture. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.